Welcome, everyone, to another episode of A New Earth Mavens podcast. I'm your host, Fanny, and today I want to talk about the purpose of purpose. Now, we've gone from not knowing anything about purpose to feeling an urgency of finding it, like the fate of the world depends on it. But purpose is the reason you've incarnated onto this spinning ball of treachery. Oh, was that my outside voice? Well, you knew what it was before you forgot, and you were so cool with it. You knew you could make the difference that was needed to tip the collective consciousness. So you loaded up your Akashic records and headed for Earth. Your mission, if you choose to fulfill it, is to remember who you are, what your purpose is, and then to fulfill it. Sounds easy, right? Well, remember, you've signed up for this. It's in your Akashic record, and you said you would. You were so sure you could do it, you couldn't wait. It reminds me of a brochure for an oceanside paradise, but they forget to mention the active volcano in the backyard. Yeah, good luck with that. Purpose is like a wellspring that bubbles up from the intelligence of your heart, revealing itself to you by the inner joy you feel. If purpose is realized through the mind, that's not purpose. It's a goal. And that's ego. And ego always wants to run the show by making choices that make you seem better than others. It's about self-preservation. It always is. But first, I think it's important to determine if it's your purpose that you want to fulfill, or is it one that somebody else has for you? Is it something you feel called to do because you feel that inside? Or is it something your parents or friends or partners or even social media think is what's best for you? You feel that in your mind. You can tell the difference. But your purpose will never be what someone else says it is. This is for you and only you to explore and uncover. Let's talk about what purpose is not. It's not a goal or a destination. Your goal might be to find your purpose, but they are not the same. They're not even cousins. A goal is a destination. It requires third-dimensional thinking, planning, and execution. A purpose has nothing to do with the material world. Preparation before execution, though, is necessary, but for the most part, it's done through lessons learned, through difficult relationships, relentless problems, sudden catastrophes, and upsets. That will never be on the curriculum for the goal, but I think it should be. So you can take all the courses and learn everything you can about your goal, but the universe doesn't let you fulfill your purpose without learning all the lessons. And it's all lessons, whether it's a goal or your purpose. It's just the lessons with a purpose are life lessons. Let's talk about how do you find your purpose? That's a big one. I think that's one of the most asked questions. How do you find your purpose? Did you have a profound experience as a kid? Sometimes it starts there. It did for me. Sometimes it's a meeting or an event. Sometimes the people who have suffered the most have the biggest purpose. Did you ever think about that? If you look at the bios of some of the people that you enjoy learning from the most, you will see that they have come from challenging beginnings. Make the intention to find and fulfill your purpose. An intention is a direct line from the heart to the unified field, or God. Sometimes you have to get out of your own way first to discover what it is. And sometimes that can take a good chunk of your life. And that's okay too. It's all okay. It all unfolds as it should. Everything happens with perfect timing. You might read something or, you know, an online event with the info that you need suddenly materializing. I can attest to this. I just couldn't decide if it was the universe coordinating my life or if Facebook was actually listening. I think the main path to find your purpose is through silence. walking in nature. Meditation opens up the mind, specifically the third eye, and it connects to the quantum field or the unified field. I get some of my best realizations in the shower or walking along a shoreline. It's the negative ions that increase your serotonin and oxygen to the brain. In other words, it blows out the cobwebs while making you feel good. That's a win-win. Notice your interests, your talents, and your passions, and what comes easily for you. What did you want to do as a kid? If there were no obstacles, what would you do? What are you good at? What are you passionate about? And are you willing to do what's required to do them? I think if you answer those questions, it'll clarify a lot for you. So why might we not want to fulfill our purpose? Well, because chances are you're going to take on a lot more responsibility. And your life might change way too much. Certain people in your life probably won't like it. In fact, it's guaranteed. You might believe people will stop loving you. The qualifications needed are too many, too expensive, or it will take too long. These are excuses. But answering all those other questions can come fairly easily with some thought. But the qualifications that are required, well, it might be pretty daunting at first, but chances are you've already tapped into it as an interest. If it's your purpose, it's been with you your whole life, slowly bubbling up to the surface. But you might not want to do it, and you might never be ready, because it does take a lot. But you shouldn't feel the pressure to do it. Forgive yourself if you decide not to, that you don't want to work harder than you already have. It's a very exhausting life that we live. It demands a lot from us. It's important that you don't get on yourself, though. At the end of your life, if you have regrets, that's not good either, right? And the closer you get to your purpose, the temptation to self-sabotage might also grow. And the attack might come disguised as comparison. My podcast almost died from choking on comparisons, but I looked at the truth, which is, I love the creative process, and the desire comes from my heart. I know I have something valuable to offer, and just like that, I'm good to go. It's normal to be afraid. That means your purpose matters to you. Know these self-sabotaging thoughts can be fleeting, like a bad smell, but it can also fuel self-doubt into a raging inferno, so you need to remain vigilant and at least be aware. You might find yourself creating boundaries for the people who will be upset with your growth or your glow up, as you're saying now. By comparing themselves, they might believe you're showing them shamelessly where they fall short and resent you for it. This, of course, is playing out within their own minds. And you are the receiver of their disinterest, their rejection, their criticism. But you know this, and so you can handle it. It's not about you. Honoring your boundaries is how you get respect. It might hurt to see people you care about treat you poorly or gossip about you or even block you on social media, but they'll respect you for what you're doing. And when you know your purpose, you'll somehow accept that a lot of effort might be required, that failure is essential to success, and what people say about you has nothing to do with you. You'll understand, and when looking back, you'll realize the universe has been preparing you all along. The divine runs the show, not the ego. You'll realize that your life has been full of synchronicities leading you to exactly where you need to be, which is now, the present moment. So you got to keep believing in yourself. Watch the self-talk. It'll ebb and flow. I think we need to expect that, and we need to just hang in there because we will come out of it. But if it's your purpose, virtually nothing can sway you. Not really. It's not about the ego. It's about your calling, why you're here, your contribution to the planet, your contribution to humanity. Gossip will bounce off you, and ego will take a back seat. When you're exhausted, no one is supporting you, and you think about giving up, you realize it's not an option. That's a profound moment. And sometimes your purpose is going to take you way out of your comfort zone. In fact, I guarantee it. And ego is in charge of the comfort zone. It's the gatekeeper. It's where you're safe. And that's its job. Kind of like a bodyguard, but an overzealous one. It'll point out stark comparisons, numerous obstacles, and make sure you question yourself at every turn. There'll be lessons and tests, so you can't hurry it. Divine timing's at work, and you can't run before you can walk or you trip. It's challenging. It happened to me recently. I feel like I broke through a ceiling. I almost gave up and just kept going because there was a feeling in me that said, no, that's not an option. Take a breather, rethink things. I did, and I feel stronger and more directed than ever. Amazing. I didn't expect that would happen. I'm so delighted. And you'll enjoy this experience so much more if you don't resist, but you will. Again, graciously provided by the ego. And it's inevitable before you break through these ceilings. And there'll be probably more than one. The bigger the contribution, the more ceilings, the harder the lessons, and the greater the resistance you'll feel. You got this. Don't worry. Sometimes we have to wonder if there's actually negative energies or forces in the world that is meant to keep us from fulfilling our potential. That's worthy of another conversation that we'll have in another time. But in my opinion, I think there are. I think the dark forces know the people that are going to be a threat to them. And they can do their work through other people, weak people, people that don't love themselves, people who have addictions and don't have a connection to anything. You might notice that now that I've mentioned it. And the closer you get to aligning with your purpose, the more beautiful you become because you're happy. What's going on the inside matches what's happening on the outside, and it's beautiful. You have self-love and self-respect. You feel confident and lack fear because you have activated divine protection around your energy field. You realize it's something that you do have control over. Your safety is not at the mercy of external forces. Being afraid to stick your neck out is a big fear when we think we're at the mercy of someone who can hurt us. And if you're still ignoring the internal nudging, divine discontent eventually sets in, feeling restless, irritable, and easily getting upset with yourself and others because you're projecting your unidentified frustration onto them. And it only gets stronger. It's unpleasant, but it's meant to squeeze you into awakening to your true potential. The answer to your undiagnosed existential misery could be as simple as doing what lifts your heart, communing with nature, singing or dancing, being with children, playing with your dog. That should get your creative juices flowing. Synchronicities happen. Messages start flowing into your mind that you know are meant for you and they're good. They're beneficial. They're from your higher self. For me, that's my driving force and has been my entire life. And I experienced all the difficulties and hardships knowing that it's been preparing me the whole time. And just when I think I'm ready to teach, maybe on a larger scale, another lesson comes along. And once again, I'm grateful for the new insight and realize I could not have been successful without knowing whatever it was that I've learned. And you might not see it at the time, but in the end, it all makes sense. Well, that's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and are excited about applying some of this knowledge. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and are excited about applying some of this knowledge to your purpose. So until next time, find a quiet spot somewhere, ask yourself the questions, and be surprised at the answers that will come. Have a great week, everyone. Bye for now.